Let's take a look at another issue, and that is, what does all this talk about nuclear power tell us about where these people are headed? You know, we talk all the time. We say a double standard is two-faced or this or that. They talk about it in the UK. They say we have a two-tier justice system. You have one set of rules for these people over here, a different set of rules for those, right? And certainly that is the case over and over again. Now we're seeing that there is a two-tier system or a, you know, hypocritical system here in terms of power. And they really do want to have a two-tier system when it comes to electrical power, because the electrical power is going to give them political power over us. That's what this climate MacGuffin thing is truly about. And yet we see everywhere that you have individuals like Granholm, who's the energy secretary. She appeared on CNBC Tuesday, and Jennifer Granholm says that we need to have small modular nuclear reactors so we can power the AI data centers. They don't want you to have an SUV, but they want the AI data centers to have their own nuclear reactor, their own Mr. Fusion. Back to the Future. Where's Doc when we need him, or the professor, or whatever? No, there is no Mr. Fusion. It's going to be quite a bit bigger than that, but they don't want us to have cars, but they do want us to have artificial intelligence, Big Brother, watching everything that we do, telling us lies, and stopping us from speaking the truth. That's what artificial intelligence is designed to do. And that's why you got to clear the decks. We got to fast track this. We got to warp speed it in. You got the Pennsylvania governor saying, let's do that for 3 months. We're going to run this thing really through, you know, fast. All the electricity, folks, is going to go to the AI data center for Microsoft. Enough electricity to power 700,000 homes. I wonder how many electric cars you could power with that kind of electricity. But that's not going to be on the grid. That's not going to be available to you. Because they don't want you to have cars. They don't want you to have even electric cars. That's the whole point. The electric car is a lie. It's a lie. The cake is a lie. The electric vehicle is a lie. It's all a lie. It's just an illusion. It's just to tag you along on this. The electric car, battery operated off of the grid, that they have every intention of killing, that they're in the process right now of killing. You got the EPA out there now treating these power stations as if they were, you know, a dirty car that needs to be regulated. They have absolutely no intention of us having any power, but they're going to clear the decks to get these nuclear reactors to all these data centers. So Jennifer Granholm says, seems to acknowledge that small modular reactors, we should just start calling them Mr. Fusions. One technology that we've claimed will be the future of powering AI. They're all but a full-on go for the future. She was asked about how data centers would be powered in the future. They asked her, they said, well, at the same time, we've been trying to obviously replace typical energy sources with renewables. Why? Let's call out that lie. Anyway, but we now have this incredible potential uptick and the need for power because of data centers and the growth of generative AI. We were talking about Three Mile Island. He said, how do you see this coming? We're talking about that coming back online. How do you see this playing out? How is it going to mix out, given that our power needs could be 20% higher than right now in just a handful of years? Oh, it's going to be much more, much, much more than that. As a matter of fact, Goldman or Bloomberg saying we're going to have 50% increase in power just for the AI. And so she comes back with an astounding lie. He says it's going to be 20%. No, all the people who are actually looking at this saying it's going to be at least 50%. Just for the AI. She says, well, the estimates are 15% higher. Not 20% higher, but 15% higher. This Harvard-educated lawyer who has obviously doesn't have anybody on her staff that can even do math or cares to look at the power requirements of this stuff. Which is the other day I was talking about the fact that both Elon Musk and the CEO of Toyota were by saying there's not enough electricity on the grid for electric cars. There just isn't. Both Toyota and Tesla. Both the guy's name is Toyoda and Elon Musk. They're both saying there's not enough electricity for this. They don't plan on you having an electric vehicle that you can give electricity to. So then it's not going to be a vehicle, is it? But she says, oh, no, it's only going to be 15% higher as a result of both AI and electrifying the transportation sector. What a bold-faced lie. I mean, when she talks about electrifying the transportation sector, she's talking about cars and trains. I don't know if she's talking about planes. Some idiots have been talking about that as well. Would you get on a plane that runs on a battery? It's worse than Boeing. They're talking about planes. They're talking about trains. They're talking about semis. They're not just talking about passenger vehicles.
This is your captain speaking. Just know that there's going to be a slight delay as we charge for the next 12 hours on the tarmac. Please remain in your seats.
More like the next 12 days. Oh, and by the way, no air conditioning. We're charging this thing, so you're just going to have to sweat it out on the tarmac. So she says, no, it's only going to be 15% higher. And that's for the AI data centers as well as the transportation. What a lie. She says they're committed. They're telling us to bringing that power with them, which is why the need for nuclear small modular reactors, co-locating data centers with small reactors or partnerships. Yeah. She said, we got a ton of nuclear sites in this country that have been permitted for additional reactors that could be powering data centers as well. We're working with those. Look, these are the people who are banning any kind of appliance or heating or air conditioning or stove or anything that isn't electric. We're not even going to have electricity to cook our food, but they're going to grease the skids for the AI data centers because we know how they're going to use them. Yeah, it was BlackRock. I said, I couldn't remember. It was Bloomberg or it was BlackRock that says that AI is going to drive a 50% jump in Asian energy demand just by itself. You know, forget about the entire transportation sector. Forget about all your home appliances and everything else. No, just AI alone. A 50% jump in demand for energy, says BlackRock. And so they're looking at this and how they can make money off of this. Every client we speak to is interested in investing in infrastructure, specifically energy transition and digital related infrastructure. This is the big grift. This is the big wealth transfer for the energy transition. This is what the UN is talking about. Well, we got to accelerate these sustainable development goals. And so that means that everybody's going to have to spend trillions, tens of trillions of dollars in order to pay for this stuff. And then they're going to jack up your energy rates 10 to 20 times or more. I'm not exaggerating with this stuff. We've gone through the numbers with this. 10 to 20 times more for your electricity if you can get it. Scarcity, rationing. This is not only a product of Marxist centrally planned controlled economies, but it's also how they rule. They rule through austerity and through dictates. People like Jennifer Granholm, people like Lala Harris, these people are as vain as they are insane, and they are as vain and insane as the gender transition people when they talk about our energy transition stuff. They identify with wind and solar, but it's just part of their imagination. Don't believe it. They're just trying to gaslight us while they take away the gas that we light our stoves with. Meanwhile, in the UK, we have the Labour Party conference. Ed Miliband is doubling down on his deindustrialization strategy, says Daily Skeptic. That's exactly right. The techno-feudalism is about making sure that the poor are immobilized, that we are poor, that we're immobilized, that we're surveilled, that we're lied to. You know, I guess we could say surveilled, propagandized, and censored. The SPC agenda. You know, it's not the SDG, Sustainable Development Goals. It's the SPC that they're really after. Well, we'll have more to talk about with this tomorrow. As a matter of fact, there's an interesting story about what happened with crypto. When they banned it, everybody's rates went up. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to the David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.